Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Hey! It's Friday.
Look who's back.
It's my Monday. Honestly, if you haven't been catching the show all week, I have been, I don't know, man. Having a child, it's like biological warfare. Whatever my daughter brought from daycare last week, holy smokes. I've not been bulldozed by a cold in a long time. Mm-hmm. This thing knocked me flat on my ass. And it's funny because every time you complain about having a cold, people are like, oh, it's just a cold. Yeah. And then it's like, especially as a man, it's like, oh, it's the man cold.
I'm
And fair enough. But oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. See, like I'm talking about a cold here, and I'm like, I was a mess. I was an absolute disaster on the couch. I couldn't move.
I told everybody you were on a gambling binge in Vegas for the last
that
would have
been so much better.
Oh, man. We should have started with that this morning. Yeah.
There was a day where literally I was too sick to even like watch TV or play video games.
What?
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Well, like you know when like you're just like, I can't even pay, like I'm sitting there and my throat's sore. By the way, I had two COVID tests, both negative. Everybody's gonna ask.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and you're breathing, and you can hear yourself breathing, right? You're like, and you're breathing on manual. It's not even normal. You're automatic breathing. No. You don't think about it. You're thinking about every breath that comes in and how it sears the back of your throat. And then, of course, and I'm trying to watch anything. So I put on the Jonas Brothers Family Roast on Netflix, which, by the way, is awful.
Is it bad?
So bad.
Wait, the jokes are bad?
No, the jokes are bad. Like, it's not. The comedians aren't great. And there's a great lineup. And it's such a shame. So I turned on some of the older roasts, like the Donald Trump one and Alec Baldwin.
Those great.
Charlie
Sheen.
Great. Super good.
Yeah.
I couldn't even enjoy that. I couldn't even get into
it. Yeah, you're sick.
Oh, I was sick.
For real.
I know. And I love a good roast. So anyway. Yeah. Long story short, it's nice to be back. And I got to come back for the best day, because today is the day we decide, actually draw the winner of the 4-day work week. That's going to be at 8 o'clock. Checking in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
Debt collectors in the States are now permitted to slide into your DMs and ask for payment.
Oh.
Yeah, they just passed a law that says that they can basically just come in. They can't send you like a bunch of emojis and be like, pay us, LOL. They have to identify themselves, but like credit... people.
They shouldn't be allowed to do that.
It's really weird.
That is very, very strange. Hey, producer Leo, what's up with you?
So yesterday I was telling the team that I was about to indulge in old food, leftovers,
how
you would call it. So that's what the question was. How old is too old? 5 days was what I was venturing on.
I said 48 hours in the fridge.
But that's crazy. That's just throwing away good food.
How do you feel?
I wanted to say that I'm alive.
To what extent, though?
Yeah.
I did spend... I wasn't always... Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say this. The control room door is open this morning.
Yeah.
Maybe for a reason.
Good morning. Stop it, Adam.
Happy Friday.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Someone in Roncesvalles painted a yellow brick road, and it caused massive problems. So it's all part of an actual plan for a new campaign called There's No Place Like Roncy.
Oh, no.
So throughout Roncesvalles, you saw the brick road was painted yellow.
Okay.
But the problem is they did it when it was raining. So the paint didn't dry, and the paint started running, and it started running down sewers, and then people were walking through it and tracking the yellow paint into stores, and people's dogs were walking through it, and they started tracking yellow paint.
Little paw, handprints.
Little paw handprints, and people were pushing strollers, and the strollers were dragging paint everywhere, and everybody on the Roncesvalles Facebook page started collectively losing their mind, but also saying, this is a really cute initiative.
Of course.
So that was nice of them to at least acknowledge that it was a cute initiative.
Yeah.
Although, okay. Why would you pick this season?
Like, we just had all summer. The driest part of the year.
Yeah.
It would have been great.
You could have done it in October.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Also a great time.
And this is truly why there is no place like Roncesvalles. Because only in Roncesvalles are they like, you know what? Now's the time.
We better do it.
We're going to lose our opportunity.
Can I read you some of the comments from people?
Please do.
I would love that. Someone said, it got all over our stroller tires. Another person said, I had to change my walking route to avoid it getting worse. Fortunately, it came off eventually. Very glad I didn't wear my new boots out today.
Yeah, very glad. I would love to see the little prints around the city, though. Like to see where people were walking around, what areas they were visiting with these yellow footprints and paw prints.
Boy, just a crazy. It's you know what? When people say they're from Raunsea or they live in Raunsea, you're like, different dude.
Yeah, they're a little bit different, right?
They're just certain neighborhoods. You're like, okay. I've got a sense of who you are.
Exactly. Like,
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The world's most expensive advent calendar. What could be in it? By the way, it's worth $10 million.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So let me just play this really cheap sounding 12 Days of Christmas music that I found on YouTube. Check it out.
Oh.
Trust me, the advent calendar sounds a lot more expensive than this does.
It's very pleasant, though.
It is. It's pleasant, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm shopping at Walmart. Now, here's what we got. So it features designer watches, diamonds, and artworks. Custom made for anonymous Swiss family. Cost of $10.3 million.
Unbelievable.
So they said, I guess the client told them, we have a country to visit each month next year. And I need a way to represent each of those countries.
I hate this family.
I love this family and would like to be adopted.
So they, exactly. They wanted to create the advent calendar around that. So the family's set to visit Paris, Dubai, New York, Disneyland, and Florida.
Yeah.
You know, real culture.
Yeah.
Man, they must not be from North America, because if you're from North America, you know what Disneyland's all about. And I love Disneyland, I'm not saying. Anyway, so here's the thing. Items inside include a Paris Chanel purse embellished in diamonds, valued at $23,000 or more than the cost of most cars.
Okay. Rough start, keep going.
A gold Arabian lamp with a diamond and emerald detail. The lamp, which is supposed to signify the family's forthcoming trip to Dubai, costs $87,000
American.
What?
It's a lamp.
No,
what else is it doing other than shining light?
The designer sourced a Disney ornament, adorned it with white diamonds, because you have to have diamonds on everything. That is for the happiest place on earth visit. It's supposedly worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $10,000. Just an ornament.
Yeah. That's just the diamonds, though.
Yeah.
Because I bet
you
the ornament itself was probably, like, at most a couple $100.
Her, it's just so funny. They weighed the advent calendar.
Yeah.
Okay.
108 pounds.
Oh.
It's the size of several of my girlfriends.
Yeah.
Sick. Like
the average
I've dated.
Eighth grader.
Yeah. The average, that's what I was in grade six, man. they also have Chanel ski goggles, which are worth over $500.
Oh my God.
Okay. Also some Star Wars and Harry Potter themes in there as well.
Oh, cool.
All with diamonds.
Like an actual lightsaber valued at $200,000.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Adorned with
diamonds.
Diamonds, of course. I do, whenever I watch Succession, I'm like, is this what it's like to be filthy, flippin' rich? Like when you call a designer and you're like, listen, I've got $10 million and I'm not going to spend it on property. I'm not going to spend it on investments. I'm not even going to spend it on the poor. Yeah. I, at Christmas, would like to spend it on a advent calendar.
Yeah.
I just don't think, there are some people that just aren't born to be wealthy. You know, because they just can't fathom the idea of what they would spend money on.
There's a talent to it, right?
There is a talent to
it. Yeah, we don't got it.
No.
We don't have that.
We're bad at this.
No, it's not for us.
I mean, I'd like to practice if anyone wants to help me out.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Be honest. Who is the most disappointing gift giver in your family?
Myself.
No. Who do you receive from?
I hope they're not listening, but it's definitely my grandparents.
Your grandparents?
Yeah.
What? I mean, listen, at least you still have them.
Oh, don't.
No, I'm saying that. That's great. You're almost 30. You still got your grandparents.
You're very lucky, TJ.
They mean well.
Yeah. Producer Leah.
Okay. Nobody's listening. I know my parents aren't listening to mine. So, my mom has a way of thinking that she knows what I want when I don't want it. Like, she thinks that she's convinced that she has a good understanding of what I want, and it's simply what I do not want. So when I was a little girl, I liked the color purple. Mm-hmm. I loved purple. So now she's still convinced that I love the color purple.
Okay, so she's
purple robes, purple jammies, purple socks.
I've got people in my family who give you what they think you should want, which is always a bad strategy.
Mm.
But you know, again, at 33, who am I to say, like, you know, I don't need gifts anymore. You know, give it to my daughter, which is great. That's the one thing when you do have kids, you stop getting awkward gifts from family members and they all go to your kid, which is great.
Good.
But the kids were asked who the most disappointing holiday present giver was. And overwhelmingly, they said their grandparents.
Yeah.
Now,
look at that. I have the same,
you feel good about that?
I want to come back to this.
Children.
Sure.
I remember my Nana gave me like, and this, it's just funny because she was like, you know, I'm really excited about them. She played up this gift or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I got a card and it had $5 in it. And like, and listen, I understand how lucky I am to get the $5.
Yeah.
You have to understand that she played this up like it was the second coming of God.
Yeah.
And and
$5. So, Adam, you're not going to believe she's like, what's in your car.
She's like, you're going to be able to buy two, maybe three candy bars with that. And I was like, thank you,
maybe
Nana?
Three.
And my mom even looked at it and was like, she's like, really, Shirley? And that's when we thought, Shirley might be losing it.
Yeah.
And she was. $5 meant a lot back in the day.
Yeah.
Now, TJ,
what
do you named your grandparents.
Yeah.
What is it that makes it so awkward
close.
And what weird?
Close. It's close.
They buy you clothes still.
That's so like, funny.
Bless them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they try. And I'll always appreciate when somebody tries for a gift.
Yeah.
Because that's what, right before you lambast your grandparents, you have to talk about how you understand where they're coming from. But yeah. They.
That's true. So true.
True.
I've had a policy for years. Don't buy me clothes. I'm not going to like them. But every time they give me clothes.
Oh.
You open the box and you're in a room of people and they're all looking at you.
Yeah.
You can't just open your gifts privately. You gotta be a show pony. And you open up the tissue paper, which we save, by the way, in my family. So the second I take the tissue paper off, there's
grabbing it,
folding it, tucking it away for next year. And there's like a really ugly blue sweater and it's a V-neck because boy are your V-necks back.
Oh, always.
And then they're like, do you like it? And I go, it's probably my favorite article of clothing I've ever seen.
And that's what perpetuates it.
You know that's going to keep it going forever.
You know that.
Well, maybe not forever.
Oh.
But for a while longer, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
They're claiming that Toronto traffic is near pre-pandemic levels. The City of Toronto's Infrastructure and Environment Committee met yesterday to go over a number of infrastructure concerns. Maybe one of them was when they tore down a part of the Gardner that was really efficient and going really well for everybody.
Yeah, the Logan ramp, which everybody loved.
And they're like, that's going too smooth. Let's tear it down.
Yeah.
With little to no notice.
And are we going to build something else?
No. Yeah, after like 5-6 years.
No, they're not building anything.
Oh,
there's nothing going back.
What's that new neighborhood that they're building?
Yeah,
now?
They're not building any extension from the Gardner. I know. I was shocked too.
All right. Well,
they're not building anything. Like, if you're East End like me, you're cut off. You're
wow.
done.
Wow. What's the reason for that?
They're stinky.
I think TJ's got the best answer. It's crazy. Okay. I don't understand.
It makes no sense. During the meeting, by the way, the committee was informed that city traffic is back up to 86% of what it was prior to the pandemic. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that 86% of people are back working in downtown. It just means traffic levels are up that way. And if you look outside, it seems like there's construction on every road. So my guess is that's probably playing a part in it.
I think, too, most people are not taking public transit.
Yes.
They're worried about like they call it transit death spiral, where you lose ridership and then you lose funding. And then you lose more ridership because funding's down and the people who do ride it hate it.
Yeah.
Right. And then it just goes worse and worse and worse and worse.
Oof.
Yeah, that's what they call a transit death spiral.
I think you're bang on. They said as a result, the city's attempting to install more traffic control measures, including bike lanes and amendments to parking regulations in an effort to prevent congestion across Toronto. Rather than
we'll see if that works.
You know what'll stop the traffic? Bike lanes.
Yeah.
I love a good bike lane, but it's not gonna decrease the traffic. I think you gotta get rid of COVID to get people back on a train.
Or maybe, and hear me out, the city is galaxy braining this.
Could be.
Cool.
Yeah. There's a person on TikTok claiming to be the biggest Spotify user in the world, and you're not gonna believe how much music they listened to last year. There's a viral post who at the time of this are taking the crown as the number one Spotify user in the world with a staggering 403,000 minutes of music, which translate to 6,723 hours or 280 days of continuous music in 2021 alone.
Okay. Not sure if I would want that title for me.
I don't know. Well, what do you
must just leave
to?
It running, right?
Yeah. I think Daniel Caesar, by the way, was their top listened to artist. So.
Oh, okay.
Toronto.
I love that for him.
Yeah, I like that.
Cal Penn is set to play the role of Raptors superfan Nav Bhatia in a new movie.
Oh, what? Oh, that's love that.
Anytime there's good news for Nav, I just love it.
Yeah, big smiles.
I posted on Instagram, the superfan is headed to Hollywood. I'm pinching myself. I have no clue what is going on in this life of mine right now. I'm blessed to continue to share my story. Cal Penn, thank you from the bottom of my heart for accepting this role. It is an honor to have you play me.
Aww.
It's just...
That's very cool. Like, the thing is, man, when the Raptors were terrible, everybody would be like, man, that guy pays for every game, yeah. And they lose every game, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, then, you know, then they got good, and then they were bad again.
Yeah.
He's hung on through everything. He deserves this.
A diehard.
Yeah.
He's one of those people that you're really proud as a representative of your city. Because, Adam, you told this story the other week when we were talking about Nav, but somebody made racist remarks to him one time on Twitter, and he invited him out to dinner.
Yes.
And then they had dinner together, and they talked about it.
Yeah, because he was basically like, you know, he made a, you know, because he's Sikh, right?
Yeah.
So he's mm-hmm. wearing a headdress, and the guy was making some sort of conflation with... As you can imagine what he would have said.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, but yeah. Nav, being the class act that he is, he said, hey, come on, let's go for dinner. Let me educate you.
Love it.
Better than me, man.
Better than me.
No kidding.
I could
never
respond that way. Be like Nav.
Yeah.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Hey, just over an hour from right now, we get to find out if you are only working 4 days a week all next year because of Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You can buy a property in Toronto for 50 grand. In Toronto, $50,000. And to give you an idea, when your parents bought their houses, that's about what they cost.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
In the mid to late 80s, $50,000-$60,000, which is a bummerooski.
That makes me upset.
That checks out.
Yeah. It's funny. I think the average household income at that time was somewhere in the neighborhood of 25, 30 grand.
Ah.
So you imagine?
So reasonable.
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it? Now, before we get to where you can buy this property and, of course, what the catch is,
mm-hmm.
Producer Leah, we do have a winner for the McDonald's contest. Do we not?
We do. Congratulations to Diane Capel.
You have
won $100 to McDonald's. A lot can go a long way with that card.
Yeah, the new My McDonald's Rewards card, so that's good. So here's the thing, your $50,000, what would you be spending it on? Well, you'd be spending it on actual dirt in Toronto, which is really important. A lot of people were like, listen, if you're going to put your money into real estate, the risk with condos is essentially you're buying air.
It's true.
You're buying a condo, but it's up in the air. Yeah. And how long will that last? Probably a long time, but all the same, mm-hmm. it's a lot better to buy something that's in the earth. There are houses here that are 150, 200 years old. It's kind of good to have that kind of thing.
I never thought about it like that.
100%. That's how real estate nerds like myself think
mm-hmm.
about it. Not that I can afford anything either, because I can't.
You just know about it.
Yeah, I just know it exists. Now, this $50,000 property, some might call it the perfect size because it's 8 inches wide.
What?
That is it.
How is that possible?
So basically, it was a garage that sold for $50,000, but I guess there was some sort of variance in there. And so it's the length of a normal property.
Okay.
But the width is...
Stop it.
Literally 8 inches.
Mm.
What?
Which is unattainable to most.
Okay, so is this a joke?
Like, no, it's for real.
What can you actually build on that property?
Well, you can't build, but here's the thing. There's value... This is going to sound so stupid, but there's value... in just having it because somebody could come along uh-huh. and want to buy that extra 8 inches from you to add to their land, or
sure.
you could use it and borrow against it by someone else's
like
land.
An asset.
Yes. It is actually an asset.
We live in a bizarre place.
We do.
We live in a very, very weird place. Because at first when you said 50 grand, I was mm-hmm. like, okay, maybe it's a parking spot, because that's something that's grown immensely in popularity,
especially
in the last few years, is buying a parking spot.
That makes sense.
This is nuts.
8 inches? Is this something you would look into, Adam?
I mean, I would, if I had money, sure. I mean, money.
Yeah.
Although I think for 50 grand, you can buy a parking spot. You can.
In
certain condo buildings, if you own a condo building in that building, if you want to buy a second spot, it's like 25 to 50 grand, depending upon where you live. If you're downtown, it can be 100,000.
Oh my God.
At the Soho Met, I think they.
Shangri-La, too, is around 100 grand.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Oh my, I guess that makes sense, but also, holy,
yeah,
100
know.
Grand.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Or you can just buy undeveloped $50,000. Reality is, you're going to be renting.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So there's a petition you can sign right now to stop interviewing Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Now, the change, it's on change.org.
Oh, amazing. I want to see how many signatures they have.
As of right now, 15,275. They want to get it to 25,000.
They'll get there.
That's a lot of people.
I think by the end of today.
Now, there's always reasons for people to sign, but I thought we should go through a few of them, because I don't know if you realize this, but it's really been most of the last year where they've just sort of taken center stage. The Red Table Talk with Jada and the Entanglement.
Oh, my God.
You remember that?
And then Will talking about more recently how after his first girlfriend cheated on him, he slept around a lot and then would be nauseous and physically ill before having sex with people at a certain point.
Wow.
Like, it's such an aversion. So people are like, okay, enough. And some of the messages, reasons for signing: everything I learned about this couple is against my will. Free me.
One other person said, I've learned more about this family in the past 3 months than I've learned in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And that is true.
Yeah. half this stuff I wouldn't tell my best friend. Tired of hearing these stories. I'm just exhausted. Can you guys give me a break? It was a tough year.
It was a tough year.
Give me a break.
And it's, you know what? It does get to a point where things get a little bit overexposed, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll tell you this. One of the I used to do a lot of interviews for like movie stuff, and I went to New York and did Suicide Squad, the original one.
Wow. Okay.
And Will Smith was amazing. Like, he was such a great interview.
Met him.
So much fun. I remember, like, Margot Robbie and Cara Delevingne were, like, nothing going. Like, you'd ask them something, that nothing happening. And then I read later on in the Daily Mail that they'd been out the night before partying.
Oh.
So they come in at, like, 4 a.m. and they're hungover.
Yeah, yeah.
Will Smith is, like, I amped up, ready, promoting this movie.
Really?
They're sitting beside him, silent.
Really?
And, like, he was amazing. I loved him. And he, like, he acknowledges every person that comes in the room.
Right.
And he was talking about my last name. He's like, wild, eh? Oh, are you wild? I'm like, not really. I go to bed pretty early because it was good mornings.
Yeah, it's an ironic name.
100%.
I love that. My brother actually is an extra in movies, and he was working with Will Smith once,
what?
Too.
No
and
kidding.
And Will actually went out of his way to shake my brother's hand and ask for my brother's name, then introduced himself. Hi, my name is Will Smith. Which
That's
wasn't
cool.
necessary, of course,
That's
but
cool.
like so sweet.
Yeah.
And ever since I heard that story, I'm like, that guy has a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
There are more stories of that, of Will being just a really great person. And like, especially, okay, so your brother's experience.
Yeah.
Walking on set to an extra.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't have to do
does
that.
Does not
it's
have
not
to
like,
do that. And it's Will Smith.
And he does it consistently. Now, having said all that, Will is also getting his own way of making himself very likable. Because I love Will Smith. But when you hear about that, I'm this close to signing that petition.
Like, tell me about it.
I get it.
Sometimes it's like, guys, we don't need to know everything.
No, we don't. And who is asking? Are people specifically asking?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
They always show the answer. They never show the question.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
That's a good. Yeah. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There comes a certain age in a child's life where they realize that Santa is, in fact, watching them. And it's important that you know that. I'm trying to explain it to Everly right now. 2.5 sort of gets it.
Yeah.
Okay.
More focused on the presents, less on the behavior that gets you the presents.
I got
right?
you. So she understands that the big guy's going to drop off some presents, but not fully that she has to eat all her...
Or that, yeah, that she's in control of how good it gets.
She controls her destiny.
Now, I'm sure at 3 or 4 years old, she'll get it a little bit better.
Yeah.
And that's why I want to play you this clip.
Okay.
So, by the way, kids are funnier with British accents, right?
Yes. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So
scientific.
This kid has a British accent, and his father said, listen, I've called Father Christmas, which is what they call Santa.
Aw.
And essentially, you're on the naughty list. And the kid says, I'm going to uppercut Santa Claus.
Yikes.
What?
Here's what he says.
You won't, absolutely. That's why you're on the naughty list.
I will swear, trust me.
Well, that's why you're on the naughty list, because you're being naughty right now. So you're going to be on the naughty list if you keep talking like that.
No, because Father Christmas is not being very nice to me.
Because you're being naughty, so you're on the naughty list.
No, I'm not. I'm on the good list, actually.
You're not, because you ain't being good.
I am on the good list. Oh. If you keep saying that word again and again and again, I'm not annoying this.
Father Christmas rung me last night when I was at work and said, you better tell Jackson to start being a good boy or he's going to stay on the naughty list and he won't get no presents for Christmas. That's what he said to me. So you got to start being a good boy.
You know, I'll do what I've got to him.
No, you won't do it. No, what?
Punch him. Punch his beard off.
You're just silly, man.
Hey, trust me. I'm not on bad list.
You're on the naughty list, mate.
No, I'm not.
Wouldn't it be a good boy?
He's still going.
That might be the most British thing I've ever heard.
He's going to punch his beard off.
Yeah. The dad was so taken aback by it, he was in silence.
He didn't laugh at all. He's like, this could be a problem.
Yeah, yeah, honestly, right? Man. I was thinking that, too. I'm like, yeah, I know this is cute now, but that is a challenge right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Where did you hear about uppercutting anyone?
Yes, exactly.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. So there's this new thing happening in the States, and people are a little bit about it, but debt collectors are now permitted to slide into your DMs.
Oh, don't like that.
Yeah, isn't that weird? New regulations went into effect this week that let collectors reach out to people through their social media accounts, including Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. They can't bother you up with heart and eggplant emojis, but they have to disclose that they're a collector and who they are.
Okay.
And they have to offer you an option to opt out of social media messages, but there's just no escape.
No escape. They're always around.
If you owe money on that Honda Civic, they're going to find you.
That is super
weird. Yeah.
It's super invasive. Keep in mind, that's in the States. That's not here. Things are a little bit different down there.
But you know how it goes.
Yeah.
It'll eventually make its way.
Yeah,
it's a testing ground. We were talking a lot about Spotify's top music of the year yesterday, but today, let's talk about YouTube. A list came out of the top YouTube music videos that Canadians were watching the most this year, starting with number 5, Good For You from Olivia Rodrigo, then Driver's License at 4.
Okay.
Lil Nas X's Montero is at 3, which was a surprise considering it was probably the most talked about video of the year.
Most easily. Controversial, for sure.
Any guess what is number 1, producer Leah?
Ooh, Drake. Anything by Drake.
What was number 2?
Number 2 was Peaches.
Oh.
By Justin Bieber.
Oh,
with Daniel Caesar from
Toronto. Yeah.
Correct.
I have no idea.
The number 1 most watched video for Canadians on YouTube was The Weeknd's Save Your Tears.
Oh.
The video's kind of crazy because he's got the plastic surgery thing going on. That's
pretty cool video. I was genuinely surprised that it wasn't Montero.
Yeah, me too.
Agreed.
Me too.
Great song. Love seeing The Weeknd do well.
Canadian boy.
That's right. Diddy is looking to purchase back Sean John amid the parent company's bankruptcy.
Okay.
So Diddy sold the majority of Sean John to brand management firm back in 2016. And now 90% of the brand has filed for bankruptcy in New York. And
yikes.
He's very excited to potentially gain control of his own company and take the opportunity to breathe new life into it.
Okay.
How do we feel about this?
I'm just, every time I think of anything Diddy does, I think about the Dave Chappelle skit with making the van.
Dylan.
Get me some breast milk.
Go to Junior's for cheesecake. That's true. Yo, he could bring that back.
You should do a making the brand.
Making the brand.
Right?
Adam, your story.
Don't give that away.
I'm sorry.
Gave it away. Copyright it quickly. Yeah.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Hey, 6 minutes from right now, you don't want to work Fridays next year, right? Okay, well, we can pay for your Fridays off. At 8 o'clock, we're doing the draw. You will find out who gets a 4-day work week for an entire year.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, Friday, and it's 1, although it feels like -4, going up to 2 this afternoon. Can you believe this? There's 3 Fridays left until Christmas. Do you like that?
Even earlier this week, we're like, oh, it's the last month of the year.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, I don't like it.
100%.
Yeah. Cool. Love that. Nope. Love that for us.
Now, we wanted to give you Friday off. We think it's silly that you're working today. So we wanted to give you a call because we've been doing our 4-day work week contest. Good morning, Nalini Balaram. How are you?
Not much. I am headed to work.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do for work?
I am a medical administrator at St. Joseph.
So you've had a super fun 2 years, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
I know.
It's kind of BS that you have to work on a Friday, isn't it?
Yeah. I know, but hey, I like my job, so it's not
that
bad.
Good. Yeah. We're glad that you like your job. How about, though, you like your job only 4 days a week? Congratulations, Nalini. Oh, you have a long weekend every week in 2022!
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That is amazing. So I really appreciate it.
We're paying for your 3-day long weekend every weekend in 2022.
That is amazing. Thank you so much.
And Nalini, we're very happy for you. But we must move on because there's another contest to announce.
That's right.
Ooh. Virgin Radio's Christmas Cracker. $10,000 in your pocket before Christmas.
Oh, I thought we were actually just giving away crackers.
No, we're not giving away crackers.
Like saltines.
Yeah. No, I like the unsalted cracker. Thank you very much.
What?
I'm kidding.
Well, la-di-da, no, Mr. Hollywood.
If you text WIN and your name to 999999 now, starting Monday, we could be calling you weekdays in the morning. Ooh. With us, Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax, and producer Leah as well. Mm-hmm. 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with a secret Christmas cracker gift. You could instantly win cash, a shopping spree, concerts to see, concert tickets for Justin Bieber, Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish, wow. Lisa Raps tickets, a PS5.
What?
You can keep the gift or you can give it back and then go into the draw for 10 grand.
Yo.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so again, huge gifts. You can see that at 999virginradio.ca. Keep the gift or get it back into the draw for $10,000. Which way are you going to go? Remember, I want to remind you, PS5 is the gift, second year in a row.
Of course.
And also impossible to get.
Also impossible to get. But you might have to give it back up for that chance at 10 grand. Virgin Radio's Christmas Cracker starts Monday, 7 a.m. on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Someone painted a yellow brick road in the city, and it's causing major problems. So Roncesvalles is a neighborhood in the West End, and they are doing a little promotion called There's No Place Like Roncy. So one of the brick roads, they painted it to look like the Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
It's supposed to be a really cute promotion. The only problem is they did it in a really wet time of year, and the yellow paint started running because it didn't dry, and people would walk through it, and they started dragging it into stores, running into storm drains. People's dogs were walking through it; their paws were turning yellow.
I love that, though. That's cute.
Strollers were getting all yellow from it, and everyone started collectively losing their minds on the Roncesvalles Facebook page. It sounds like everyone is still agreed that it's a really cute, fun idea. But
yeah, it's not so cute when you got a little yellow footprints all over the city.
They might have biffed it.
I'm trying to figure out why they couldn't have done this in August.
That makes too much sense. That's why.
I love Roncy, but are you kidding me? Did you think this was going to work out okay in November and December?
They didn't reveal much about the campaign, they said, but they are working hard to clean up the paint.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
It's just unbelievable.
I would just like for them to just admit this was a bad idea. Can they just come out and say that?
See, I like the idea. I think it's cute. I just think the timing of it was horrible. Some of the quotes are pretty great, too. Somebody on the Facebook page said, I had to change my walking route to avoid it. Fortunately, it all came off eventually. Very glad I didn't wear my new boots out today.
I'm sorry. That's the most Roncy comment I've ever heard in my entire life. If you're in the GTA and you know Roncesvalles, that is the... That I had to change my walking route.
Okay,
that is the most Roncy thing I've ever heard.
Describe Roncy to somebody who lives in like Brampton.
If you, it's like the Vancouver of Toronto.
Oh my God, that's a great way to put it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Very easily summed up there,
right?
Yeah.
Like it's a bit hippie. It's a bit yoga-y. It's a bit, you know,
granola.
Yeah. What's the meat alternative? That sort of thing. Yeah. And I think. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, I love Roncy. But like,
it's a beautiful neighborhood.
Like, imagine being and having the time in your day to be like, you know what? I'm going to comment on this and say I had to change my walking routine. That's Roncy. You know what I mean? Like, I know you listening to this do not have time to get on Facebook and comment something like that. But in Roncy, things are different.
Every neighborhood has their thing. The joke in Liberty Village is that if you live there, you have to have a French bulldog.
Yes.
Okay.
If you live in Roncy, you gotta be concerned about yellow paint. And if you live in Am's neighborhood, you just live in the East End and you're trash.
Yeah.
Yikes. Whoa. Speaking to a lot of people.
you pass Yonge Street, everybody's like, well, you're almost in Scarborough at that point. I'm like, hey, I'm from Scarborough.
Hey, Adam, what's Oshawa like this time of year?
Wow.
There's a crash on the southbound 404 at Mullock. The left lane is blocked there. There's also a stalled vehicle on the westbound Eglinton ramp to the 403, the right lane blocked there as well. Black Friday sales are continued, up to 90% off furniture, appliances, electronics, and mattresses. Thousands in free giveaways. Lowest prices guaranteed. Who's better than nobody? Nope. Who's better than Bad Boy?
Yeah. Better than nobody.
And I was thinking, bad boy.
I guess it'd be everybody. I'm assuming it's nobody.
Nobody.
For bad boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Really got their money's worth on that one.
They sure did.
Today's going to be, well, it's already feeling a little chilly. -7. It's going to get up to 2 degrees. Your weekend's looking like mild-ish, but still pretty chilly. 5 degrees for tomorrow, 4 for Sunday. Might see some flurries certain times. Okay. You might not, too.
Maybe.
Who knows? It's that time of year. It's 8:15. I'm TJ.
And by the way, shout out to Oshawa. And shout out specifically to everybody who gets off at that Ritz and exit. You risk your life every single day at that Ritz and exit.
Yep.
I don't know how they made that. I don't know how that passed code. That thing is the most dangerous thing. It's backed up to Whitby, that thing.
Oh, no.
So if you get off at Ritzin, good for you.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There are relationship milestones. You know, your first date, first time somebody stays over, first time they meet your parents. And one that I think that's come up, especially in the last 10 years, is when you finally post them online on your social media.
Mm-hmm. The launch.
Now, some people are super quick about it. You see it happen. Some people do like the soft launch where it's like you see their hand because they're at a dinner. And other people just come right out and do it. And you know, everybody's got that friend that does it way too early. It's like, I'm seeing a new man and he's the greatest and I love him so much. And then 6 months later, they're done.
Yeah. You see them just doing selfies again.
Yeah, 100%.
The hand has disappeared.
The hand's gone.
Back to
just
doing me. So, producer Leah, how long have you been seeing RJ?
5 months, going strong.
Aww.
5 months? I like that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we're there now.
So this weekend, and I'm surprised you guys haven't talked about it this week yet, but I had to bring it up when I came in this morning. Mm-hmm. It's my first day this week because I was sick.
Yeah.
He got onto your timeline for the first time ever. I've never met this guy. I didn't know what he looked like.
Handsome
now
fella.
You know. Yeah.
He's handsome.
I told you.
Well dressed too. We believed you, but it was
I didn't.
No, he didn't. TJ thought he was made up.
Now
I think he's real.
Thank you.
So here's where it gets interesting though for you. And this is where I need you to weigh in and help Leah with this one. Because my first question was, hey, did he post that on his? And your answer was?
Well, no, but there's an explanation to that.
It's the answer right there. The answer is no, he did not post it. Now it's important. We will get to the explanation in a second, but I need you to know that Leah posted not one, but two pictures, and they were in a carousel on Instagram. You know, you can swipe right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you guys are laughing, and you're looking cute in the kitchen.
Can I just say it was in the moment as well? Like, it was a candid photo.
Candids are cute.
I had no idea the photo was being taken. I want you guys to know that.
It wasn't a planned
it.
It was not a planned it.
Not
a
planned
it. It's not like when you're at a wedding and everyone's like, okay, laugh.
Yeah, yeah. No. We were genuinely laughing. Believe me.
So, okay, producer Leah.
Yeah.
Tell us, did he or did he not post it and why?
Okay, I already said no.
Okay,
so
but I wanted
to
really drive that point home.
Okay. Yeah. And he doesn't post on his IG, okay? Mm-hmm. He just simply doesn't.
Like, but he has IG.
But he has it.
Yeah.
What's he post on it?
Hardly anything.
When was the last time he posted something?
He hasn't posted something in years.
Mm-hmm.
Years?
Mm-hmm.
Years. So he has IG, he doesn't post, but years.
Okay. Years.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's fair.
What else you got for me?
I just, TJ? You know, I think RJ's about to get a big... People are going to be upset with RJ for not posting your photo together. I think this is kind of on you a little bit.
What?
Yeah.
Here's what? I think when a couple is about to launch themselves on Instagram, there has to be an agreement that they're both posting a photo at the same time.
Why?
Because you have your team. You have to go into things together. And you say before one of us posts a photo, it's like, hey, I'm going to post this. And then they take that as the sign, okay, I should post something too.
Oh. See, I think... I would ask you this, Leah.
Okay.
Do you think that he hasn't posted in something in a few years? Do you not think that you're not worth breaking that streak for?
Ooh, yeah, start a fight. Go home, start a fight.
Wait,
I love watching Leah get really uncomfortable. By the way, this is great.
No, I'm comfortable enough knowing that he doesn't need to post me because you know everybody knows already in his life. He talks about me all the time. And it's not necessary. I wanted to post him because I wanted people to know officially, you know, those that I haven't told, that I'm with somebody. And, you know,
maybe
leave
stop
me
the
alone.
DMs from the creepy guys.
Yeah. Leave me alone. Yeah, that's how about that?
What are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I'm going to say. I'm giving Leah a hard time, but I personally don't think it matters. that
explain
he hasn't posted
that,
it.
Please.
I don't think it matters.
To TJ.
I was with my girlfriend Natalie, and we really didn't talk about it. And I wasn't even talking about it on the air here. And we were together for like a year before we posted anything.
Yeah,
and I thought you guys were on the rocks for that entire year.
Yeah. TJ's like, I give it 3 days.
Yeah.
But TJ, you think he should post this?
Absolutely he should. Like Adam said, if you're important, he will break the streak.
Wow, that's such a crazy claim. So I'm not important.
No. You're important-ish. But like, of course,
okay. I'm not
his
even
friends
you
and
really.
Family know about you, but it's not, it's the tertiary characters in his life that need to know about you.
Mm-hmm.
Do they need to know about me though?
They do.
Well,
why?
You posted it so you could get the creeps away from your DMs, right?
Yeah.
Guys
yeah.
get those too.
You think he's getting creeps?
Well, don't you?
But I'm
don't
different.
You think he's good enough to get some creeps?
Oh, stop it
You don't
now.
Think he's hot enough
Look
to get some creeps?
Look what you're doing. Look what you're doing. You're
caught I'm sticking up for RJ here. Why doesn't he have creepy DMs, too?
Oh, my gosh. We're going to fight now.
All right. Here's what we got.
Good.
416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Is producer Leah in trouble now that we've made her read into the fact that her boyfriend has not posted about this on social media?
So they said stop poisoning her mind.
I don't like this.
Boys, relax. Instagram means nothing.
No, it means everything.
Yeah.
I don't know what world you're living in. Instagram means a whole heck of a lot.
It's the only thing that matters.
You're switching up your narrative, by the way.
I'm really just enjoying this. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I want to run you through a scenario. So you're in a relationship, been together 5 months. You post about them on your social media for the first time. And it's a great shot, by the way. You guys both look great, clean, put together. It's not even it's a candid shot. It's not even a planned shot.
No, it's a real candid, yeah.
Looks good. So you post it, and then they don't post it.
Well.
How do you feel about that?
Did he share it to a story at least?
No, they don't.
He doesn't do that.
Yeah. Now, producer Leah is in this position right now. I'm straight up going to tell you that I'm of two minds on this. Number one, it doesn't matter.
No.
In my personal opinion, but it's so much fun to watch producer Leah kind of squirm.
Yeah.
That it's sort of fun to take the TJ tact, which is
emotionally manipulate somebody. Is that what you meant?
Straight up?
No. Oh. You actually do think it matters a little bit.
Oh, well, no.
Do you see his actual plan here?
I also think it's Leah's fault. Like, you gotta, like, check with your partner to
it's
be like,
Leah's
hey,
fault
we're launching
on top
today,
of it.
Right? Like, we're both...
Right, yeah. Right. So, yeah, you gotta talk about the launch, right?
You gotta talk about the launch. You're a brand.
We gotta call here. What's going on?
Hey, I'm just saying that I don't think it's a big deal that... He hasn't posted her on Instagram. I've been together with my man 8 years. We have a child together. And I found out about maybe 4 years ago that he has Instagram through my aunt and my sister. I didn't even know he had Instagram.
What?
So when I did start following him, there was pictures of us and our son. But we don't make social media a big part of our relationship.
Mm.
I post him more because I'm on social media more.
Right.
But when you make social media a big part of your relationship, it could break it too.
I think so. Yes, that is very true.
Wow, that's the direction producer Leah and RJ are going.
Thank you so much.
I love that he got Instagram and just straight up didn't tell you, posted shots of you, didn't tag you in it.
The baby. Like,
this is wild.
Did he follow you 4 years ago?
No, he didn't follow me.
What?
I
what is
him.
Happening?
Whoa.
I was
okay.
And we didn't even bring it up. Like, I just started following him, and I'm like, okay.
That's wild.
That's bold. All right.
What else we got on the text here, Teach?
From the 647, I got interviewed by my wife's entire extended family because they were trying to find out more about me, and I just don't use social media. They thought it was odd and didn't believe her when she told them that I was just a normal guy. LOL.
They thought he was up to no good, like had like a secret.
Oh,
like
a Finsta
page.
Maybe he's a spy.
Mm.
From the 647, this one says, you know the trope with the angel and the devil on someone's shoulder giving them advice?
Yeah.
TJ and Adam are both the evil little shoulder devils.
Where's my angel, Jax?
Yeah, Jax were here. She would have been way better of an ally than I was.
Yeah, I need her.
Last one from the 416. I think we should all try sliding into RJ's DMs to test his loyalty.
Oh, come on.
That keeps stoking the fire for tonight's fight.
No. Wow, is this you writing in, TJ? Because that sounds like something you say.
Cam.
Man, Cam is definitely part of the chow game.
It's
That's a TJ person right there.
Such a TJ move.
By the way.
And don't do that.
Let me ask you this. Before we close out the break and do traffic here, Leah, when I'm sure RJ has heard this, who is he going to be upset with, you or TJ and I?
Oh, definitely me, but you're not far behind. And so,
I actually want this, when I meet him, I want this guy to like me. Is he going to hate us?
Well, you're not off to a good start, I'll tell you that.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto traffic is near pre-pandemic levels. The City of Toronto's Infrastructure and Environment Committee met yesterday to go over a number of infrastructure concerns, including the rising traffic rates across the city. During the meeting, they found out that traffic is back up to 86% of what it was prior to the pandemic. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody's back and working downtown and back here and we're thriving, because there was a report last week that 80% of office buildings downtown are essentially still vacant.
Right.
But it means that traffic's back up, and maybe has something to do with, I don't know, all of the construction all of the time. Tore down a part of the Gardner that seemed to work really well for no reason at all, with no plan. Do you think maybe that could be causing traffic?
Could be that. Could be the fact that no one's taking transit because no one's, you know, people aren't feeling comfortable with it yet.
They said that as a result, the city is attempting to install more traffic control measures, including bike lanes and amendments to parking regulations in an effort to prevent congestion across Toronto. Good luck with that, says everybody. There's a person on TikTok claiming to be the biggest Spotify user in the world, and it's a lot. This video went viral. Their name is Indra Hartman, and at the time of, well, this, it seems like they take the crown for being the number one Spotify user on Earth, listening to a staggering 403,000 minutes of music.
That's a lot.
Which roughly translates to 280 days of continuous music in 2021 alone.
So you just leave your phone running.
You have to, as background noise, right?
I hope you got good Wi-Fi bills.
No kidding.
Like, that's a really good point.
LTE? Oh my God. Data plan.
Wow.
Cal Penn is set to play Raptor superfan Nav Bhatia in a new movie.
Yay! I'm happy to hear this.
Yeah, Bhatia's awesome. He said on Instagram, "The superfan is heading to Hollywood. I'm pinching myself. I have no clue what is going on in this life of mine right now. I am blessed to continue to share my story. Cal Penn, thank you from the bottom of my heart for accepting this role. It is an honor to have you play me."
Man, this guy, I mean, like, talk about the perfect story about what it is to be a Canadian, right?
Yes.
Like, shows up here, not born here, you know, has to build himself up from square one, and then, like, loves the Raptors even when they're terrible, and they were terrible a lot. And now this is happening. Now he's in the Hall of Fame, too, for the NBA.
He deserves that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And by every account, genuinely a really nice dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a good dude. Never hear a bad
even
story about
him. Like, thank you to Cal Penn is so sweet and sounds so sincere.
Yeah. Love him. Love any good story we can talk about, not about you. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Hey, remember. Don't remember. Listen to Ed Sheeran and Elton John.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Friday, December 3rd. You've got 1, 2, 3 Fridays until Christmas Eve.
Really pulled the calendar out.
I know. Why did you do that?
I just want to let you know that 3 Fridays from right now, you're going to be scamping around the city going, oh my God, I forgot.
Yep.
Let me ask you a question. Is the move to work through Christmas Eve, or is it to try and take that week off?
Well, I'm taking that week off, but I got to tell you, I think the move's to work till Christmas Eve.
Right?
Why? Why?
Because that week, you're not getting anything done anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, so you think you can just, like, do whatever you want?
Mail it in? 100%. You know how you have, like, mail it in Fridays?
Yeah.
Like, before a long weekend, no one does any work, right? That is, like, mail it in week.
Yeah.
I always used to love when I was younger and in radio, working, like, I had never worked the 25th, but I'd always worked the 24th and the 26th and, like, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Okay.
Because you could literally, first off, it was always fun on the air. You have callers or whatever.
Yeah.
And then really, no one was around the station, so you could kind of get away with doing whatever you wanted.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
When I was younger, too, I would try and work on the Christmas days or the Boxing days, and I would just prepare 1 hour of a show and just repeat it for 6 months.
Yeah.
It was the same thing every hour.
Also, and this was big, time and a half.
Yeah.
Time and a half.
That should have been the groceries first that month.
Oh, yeah. It was a great start to the new year if I could do time and a half days, man. It was awesome.
I can understand that
huge,
one.
Huge, huge, huge.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not sure if you've seen this on TikTok, but a commercial that went out in 2009.
Oh.
Has regained popularity because it's Christmassy.
Yeah.
And it looks like the brother and the sister are completely in love with each other. If you've seen this on TikTok, you know what I'm talking about.
Pardon?
They call it the incest Folgers commercial.
Oh, no.
No.
Gonna play it for you next because it's awkward.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There's something Christmas related I want to play for you.
What? No!
Well, it's the Folgers commercial. What? What's wrong with him saying coffee? For the brother and sister in love.
Okay, that's enough for the day.
I'm going to make that my ringtone every time I get a text message.
This is actually what I want to play for you. This is a kid who has been told he's on the naughty list by his father.
Okay.
And it's... Also, let me just say this. Kids with British accents, way funnier.
Way funnier.
Sorry, kids of North America. You don't stand a chance. So this kid is like 4 years old, and he's been told that he's on the naughty list. And he tells his dad, well, I'm going to uppercut Santa then.
You aren't, absolutely. That's why you're on the naughty list.
I swear, trust me.
Well, that's why you're on the naughty list, because you're being naughty right now. So you're going to be on the naughty list if you keep talking like that.
No, because Father Christmas is not being very nice to me.
Because you're being naughty, so you're on the naughty list.
No, I'm not. I'm on the good list, actually.
You're not, because you ain't being good.
I am on the good list. If you keep saying that word again and again and again, I'm not on the naughty list.
Now, let me throw this out to you. Before he gets to the upper cutting Santa Claus, and it's coming.
Yeah.
If I ever slammed the table and spoke to my parents like that.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
I think he put his foot down.
Yeah.
I know.
I'd be having Christmas outside.
Not. Yeah. I'd be sleeping outside.
I wouldn't have Christmas.
Yeah, there it is.
Father Christmas rang me last night when I was at work and said, you better tell Jackson to start being a good boy or he's going to stay on the naughty list and he won't get no presents for Christmas. That's what he said to me. So you've got to start being a good boy.
To him.
No, you won't do it. No, what?
Punch him. Punch
his penis. Dad doesn't know what to say.
You're just silly, man.
he was like, this was not in the marriage.
Yeah. No, he's like, no, now you're going to get a you're in trouble.
Man.
Yeah, seriously, he'd be in serious.
Do you think you could beat Santa in a fight?
Do I think I could beat Santa in a fight?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no, probably not.
Like, regardless of the reasons that, like, you shouldn't fight Santa. Like, if he wronged you somehow.
I don't think so.
No? Why?
I don't think so. I just feel like, you know what? There's a dad strength thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm a dad, but I'm not a grandfather. I'm assuming he is, right? He's Father Christmas.
Yeah, he's been around.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm glad that we got into this, though.
I think I could take him.
To cleanse your palate, I would like to do this.
Well, you wanted us to ask you.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm vicious like a badger. I could take him.
Okay.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
You know, before we get into the glory that is What's Trending, be caller 9 right now at 416-872-9999 to win a $100 McDonald's gift card. The new My McDonald's Rewards is here. Earn points for delicious rewards for Big Macs, Happy Meals, Premium Roast Coffee, McMuffin Breakfast Sandwiches, and more.
Ooh!
This is weird, but in the States, debt collectors are now permitted to slide into your DMs. So there's new regulations that went into effect this week that lets collectors reach out to people through their social media accounts, including Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So they can't just put a bunch of emojis and be like, you owe money, fam. But it'd be awesome if they
but
did.
But if they did, maybe we'd respond.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, nah.
Nah, son.
Yeah, no cap, you owe money.
Yeah, respectfully.
Respectfully.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
So. It's a hard hat summer. So they have to disclose that they're a collector and they're going to offer you an option to opt out of social media messages. That's probably going to happen here eventually, but sucks for them.
Yeah.
These are the top YouTube music videos Canadians were watching the most this year. Starting with number 5, Olivia Rodrigo's Good For You. Number 4 was Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License.
Okay.
And the big one on the list to me comes in at number 3 because I would have expected this to be number 1 given all the talk that this video got. Lil Nas X's Montero.
Oh. Yeah.
Because that was easily the most talked about video.
Definitely
of the year.
The most controversial.
Yeah, absolutely. Justin Bieber and Peaches was number 2 and the number 1 most watched video of the year for Canadians on YouTube was The Weeknd and Save Your Tears.
Oh, right.
This is the video where he has all the plastic surgery and stuff, right? And he was doing all the...
Yeah, and they're all wearing masks. It's dark.
It's really dark.
Very dark, but man, I love The Weeknd.
Again, it's shocking that the Lil Nas X wasn't number 3. Yeah. Or wasn't number 1, pardon
me.
And this will make your nostalgia feel good. Diddy is looking to purchase back Sean John amid the parent company's bankruptcy. So he sold majority of Sean John to a brand management firm in 2016, and that company's now gone under. They filed for bankruptcy. So he's trying to buy it back, and he's very excited about trying to gain control of his old company and take the opportunity to, quote, breathe new life into it.
Good. It just makes me feel like I want to do the Harlem Shake when I hear his name. Right? I'm doing it right now.
Bring me a sugar cookie.
Sorry.
That's from the Chappelle bit.
sugar cookie.
From Making the Band. I'm sorry, that's a deep reference.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.